buddy, you should check out the Soundbite app. It is a great app that showcases short clips of small podcasts out there that are awesome, hilarious.
It does it. Does it do that, or is it just 14 seconds of audio? It can be anything. You don't need to have a podcast to use it. Do you have a 14-second thought? Go out there and go out there. You, Deepu, I know you don't have any thoughts. 14 seconds is much. If you're as stupid as Deepu, you can fit all your thoughts in 14 seconds.
Go check out the Soundbite app and enjoy.
That's Soundbyte on the App Store. Okay, I'm going. Okay, here we go. And now, for the long-winded person episode, we only have 20 minutes. Deepu, let's go.
Do you have a cold open? Yes, I do. Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming
by. Hey, everyone. Deepu says hi. Oh, yes, now you're talking to them like they're here. Way to adapt to the format, Deepu.
I'm just talking to my audience. They love it when I address them
and they
directly.
Love it. Yeah, they love it when you act like it's hee-haw and they're all in the studio audience.
I need to connect. I was tasked. Okay, I'm sort of a multitasker, handyman of sorts, you know, and an applier of common sense.
Disparate, not necessarily. These are all secondary things. What are you? You're getting farther away from a description.
I was tasked.
Is it handyman or multitasker?
Both.
Do you mean jack of all trades?
Jack of all trades. That's what I meant.
You didn't mean. Oh my god, you idiot. Okay, jack of all trades. Keep going. Multitasker.
I was tasked recently with removing a squirrel carcass, and it was a horrifying experience. It was a horrifying experience. It was a couple days old.
I heard removing.
Okay,
I didn't hear from where.
How'd you figure that out?
There was a lot of maggots. It was the body
maggots
was soft.
Maggots form within 6 hours.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, dude, watch more murder stuff on Netflix.
I don't watch any murder stuff. I take it too
Laura
personal.
Has a question about the dead squirrel.
Go.
Well, I have two now. But I'm sorry, you said maggots form? Like, they were, like, birthed by flies. Oh,
well,
is
Laura,
that what happens? The flies collect on the roadkill, and then they lay their eggs, and then the maggots hatch?
It's called spontaneous whatever. I don't remember the old-timey science word. That isn't true, so I ruined my own smart person joke. Great job, Michael. Yeah, no, there's always flies around. So within hours, bugs come along.
Wow.
And lay something.
Dude.
And then you know via the size of the maggot how long they've been dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
dude, well,
wow.
However they came in full force, man. They had a fucking feast on this fucking body of a squirrel.
Great.
That was my other question.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, no. Where did you remove it from?
Where did I move him from? Backyard. There was like a lawn area at the house I'm staying at. And the landlord was like, all right, I'll pay you $40 to get rid of it. And I was like, all right, yeah.
Why don't you just take the $40 and make crow noises? Let's go. This is Let's Start a Cult podcast. Oh, what is that announcement? Are you being raided, Laura?
Closing in 15.
Oh, God. This is Let's Start a Cult podcast. Tree Saga. Cambium. Episode Deepu Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Okay, I can barely hear you guys, but I'm going to just go. So, all right.
Great. Deepu, I love when you bring up production stuff. It really makes the show good.
Well, we did it right before the episode starts. So today, I want to talk about...
cut stuff out.
Today, I want to talk about the reprehensible, inexcusable way we go about holding our opinions. Okay? I remember a
great
time...
Great! Let's start our first segment. We didn't take a survey. Deepu, what's your topic for today?
So I remember a time when you kept your
thoughts
to yourself.
Are you going to do it? Is this your we didn't take a survey?
I mean, this is my anti-group thing in general, but I mean, if you want to go to a specific example, we can go to that.
Yeah,
if you
I want a specific example. Come on. We're trying to power through the episode.
Okay, let me just pull up my list here. It kind of moved around. One second. My internet's kind of crunchy right now. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I could call back in 45 minutes from a private place.
No, this is amazingly fun to do this quickly.
Okay.
Laura, this is how I want the show to run every week.
Well, you're welcome then.
Okay.
Let's get in there. Let's do the comedy in 5 minutes and get out.
Too many people believe that trimming your beard makes the hair come back thicker, come back.
Deepu, I have said this for the fifth time, and if you don't do this segment right, I'm going to cut you from the show. It is not about misconceived facts. It is not about things that are true and people don't know are true. It's about groupthink opinions that are widely accepted and not necessarily right or wrong, and we can debate. It cannot be things like people don't know that you can use your iPad charger for your iPhone. That's nonsense.
No, that's totally up for debate. No, there could be a full
That is not up for debate! Deepu, choose a different one. Come on.
Okay, I had a whole list. It's gone. Let me go with my plan, okay?
Just not do the forum. Okay, right? here's this week's opinion for people to debate in the future. Is Deepu a fucking moron? Great, we didn't take a survey, Deepu. I'm gonna have a lot of fun asking people about this one. Go on with the rest of your show.
You know what?
You remember a time.
You know what?
Come on. We're doing comedy. You're going off book on the podcast. Great. Nice. Good to hear it. Come on. Go, Deepu. Go.
There was a time when the NASDAQ. Times were good. People, you know, the NASDAQ was leaning to the left. Dow Jones wasn't beating his kids. The economy was on track. Okay. Now you can't even come close to making a fat joke with a fat guy in the room. Okay. They always say,
yeah,
come on.
I corrected you on this last week. Yeah, it's going to be in one of our bonus episodes. You can't. Stop making fun of fat people.
But even if you're talking about a different fat guy, another fat guy has to make it about himself. It's a little annoying.
So that's – Deepu, your argument there was one of the good ones.
Whoa, don't say that. That's not – you can't say that expression.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. You're saying, well, not fat guys like you, other fat guys. Why are you even saying fat guy? It's not nice.
I know, but it's just an experience. I'm just
among the fat acceptance movement, the idea is that fat is just a descriptor, and you should be able to say, like, oh, like, yeah, no, he's, I don't know, 6'2", kind of fat, like, brown hair.
No, I get
and
that.
It's nice. Just because,
I get that saying fat is generally mean, and you shouldn't say it, but yeah. it was a learning experience, you know. I thought I could joke with fat guy about another
fat
guy.
Hold on. Let's not give Deepu any intellectual credit here. Laura's point was great, was that, maybe the problem is taking the power back of the word, Deepu. The exception was not making fat jokes about people. That, no matter what word you use, doesn't matter. Laura made a great point. You did not really catch it. You kind of just missed it.
That's fine. You know?
Okay, so what was the fat joke you wanted to make?
No, I wasn't going to make a fat joke. I was just talking about an experience where I thought I could make fun of a different larger person in front of a large person. Can I say large? Above average,
you know, say whatever's comfortable. What do you mean? Do you mean you like called? You just said like, oh, what a fat slob in front of someone who you think is like fat and tidy.
I have to come clean. I have to come clean here. I was expecting Laura to just say something like, "What was the joke?" Just, oh, he's some fat guy. And I have to be honest, comedy is comedy. I did laugh when he said he's some fat slob. So I feel bad. I know it's meme, but. I was expecting it, and it didn't make me laugh. Laura saying fat slob. I don't know why.
Those are the connotations that our society has. But yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, no, that's kind of funny, right?
It just blew my mind that slob. It just blows my mind that they can't see the humor in the making fun of other people for
great. Me and
their
Deep,
same
me
thing.
And Laura, well, me and Laura are gonna make fun of Indian people for a while.
That's great. I'm very different.
Deepu, I've never seen you, but I'm assuming you're not fat, and I feel like that might be sort of at the heart of this other fat guy's issue.
Sick yeah. Burn, Deepu. You're not fat at all.
But that would change the situation completely, because now it could just be like fat guys reminiscing about our brethren over yonder.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you know,
what I was saying.
Fat brotherhood, so, they believe.
What are you upset about that you want to be able to make fat jokes?
At that moment, it would have been nice to get that laugh from Fat Friend.
Great.
And to have him be so made it about him. For him to make it about himself and not about
comedy.
Oh, the
selfish fat asshole. What are you talking about?
No, that's literally it. You know the deal.
It is about him.
Okay, let's
How
move
is
on.
It not about No, I don't want to move on. This is actually a rich vein here. Laura, is it not about him?
What the guy you were with who made it about himself? Of course it is. What are you talking about? I mean, again, we're talking very vaguely, and I don't feel like I necessarily need to hear the specifics of the fat joke that you made one fat guy about another fat guy, but I can't imagine you would want to hear me, I don't even want to say it, but, do an insulting Indian accent talking about some Indian kid in one of my improv classes.
I bet it's brutal.
Even though he was a dick, and he really was a dick, mm-hmm. but, I don't need to talk. I don't need to, do an impression
you
of
might
his
have
voice.
To, because this seems to be a rampant problem in our community.
Don't do an impression, but let's give his first and last name. Don't do the impression. That would be offensive. Let's really call him out, though. Let's get him on the line.
This guy's got a crazy ego, right? Crazy ego? Never been punched in the face personality?
Deepu, a lot of comedians don't have crazy egos. but Deepu, do you hear what Laura's saying? That you would have the right to say, "Hey, don't do that voice."
I have the
don't
right.
Think you'd have the.
I wouldn't
you
say
don't
it,
think
though.
You'd have the right.
I would let them. Let them try it. If they have a good Indian accent, then let them. Great. It's part of your arsenal. I'm proud of you, baby.
Have you ever seen The Love Guru?
I did not.
Have
like
you ever
the
seen
Love Guru,
Ashton Kutcher advertise Pop Chips?
Which movie?
Yes. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, it was an ad for Pop Chips where Ashton Kutcher played a character named Raj.
Okay, and what did Raj do?
Oh well, he wore brown face and talked about the deliciousness of Pop Chips. And this is not even 10 years ago.
I am in favor of one of those things and really against another one. And it's upsetting how torn I am between the two. Because it's almost equal in terms of in favor and not in favor.
Well, what are you just in favor of? The Pop Chips or Ashton Kutcher? Yeah. Clarify.
Well, that's the mystery, isn't it? I either hate Pop Chips as much as I love racism. Or I love Pop Chips as much as I hate racism. Only time will tell which is true.
Well, my stance on other people doing the Indian accent, go for it. It's not crazy offensive.
He's baiting us to do it. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you an opinion.
Please scream your Indian accent in that library right now. Please.
I will give you $15 if you do it.
I know, but I'm not that hard up.
I want you to stand up and say,
Oh, what do you want me to say?
Hello, everybody. I'm. From
it's time to party.
It's time to party in the most. Okay. I'll tell you, and then do a belly dance. I'll tell you an opinion that I have genuinely. I think that stereotypes are wrong. That they're never fun. But I actually think as an English speaker, as I would expect someone, when I speak their language, I'm fine getting made fun of the way I speak another language. I think that's the right that people have. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, they're coming for you. The final attack is happening. Voltron's. See, what I'm saying is I think it's a sort of a camaraderie that I'm not there yet. It's their language, and I sound stupid doing it. I think it is okay to
and fat
but in America that leads to more things.
Of course. This is not a climate thing. I'm not saying it is a climate thing. I'm saying in a perfect world, which is I think
in
what,
a perfect world, sure.
Well, yeah, I'm from a perfect world. Didn't I mention that?
I live on. Oh, it would be. Are you kidding? How amazing would that be to live?
I live
in a
on Earth
world?
3, where you don't have to make reservations for tennis courts. It's great.
Honestly, I would love to see how I look with dreadlocks for a little bit, but in a perfect world, I could
twist my
shitty ratty white girl hair together and have filthy locks hanging in my face, but it wouldn't be racist. It would just smell really
now,
bad.
Now, see, that isn't racist. Here's the thing. That's actually anti-religious because dreadlocks are for people who believe in Rastafarianism, which they worship Samson is a prophet. So that's actually, see, that's what I'm saying is we got to get it. If you're going to,
Yeah, but it kind of manifests in the same way, doesn't it? Like, doing a Rasta accent is racist, even though it comes from a religion. Like, you're not like making fun of like the specifics of the religion. It never comes from that.
I'll tell you how right you are, because you called it a Rasta accent, when of course what you're doing is a Caribbean
Jamaican
accent. Yeah, or Jamaican, where a lot of those people live, and Haile Selassie is from Africa, so it's what's a Rastafarian accent? Deepu, you see how we're using intellectuals here instead of suck it up, fatso?
Yeah.
You see how me and Laura are saying, well, how can we logic this language problem?
It is different. It is different. You know, every time I've tried to use the Jamaican accent, it's never gone well.
Oh, well, I've used it on the show because I was making fun of a DJ that I think is great, but also does really bad ad reads.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's someone you know personally, if you're in, I don't know, I'm
if there's
I
a reason
not...
for it, if it's your drug dealer, it probably shouldn't be a Caribbean accent. you know what I mean? We did a bit on the show where I was talking about this reggae DJ that I think does the weirdest ad reads ever, and so I'm a fan. I was gonna do his voice because he puts his voice out there. It was not about him being Jamaican or a drug dealer, so I didn't think it was racist. Tell them about the series.
All right.
Tell them. Tell them now.
Vegetable
one? What did we just do?
Okay.
Whatever one you want to talk about, tell them. Tell them what we did. This is like, you know what it's like with you sometimes, Deepu? It's like getting a kid to order food.
You're just cutting out right now. Hold on. Say that
okay,
again.
Stop bringing it up. It's like getting a kid to order food at a restaurant.
I don't like how aggressive you're yelling at me. And I only just understood the 14-second thing. I thought you were yelling at me to talk for 14 seconds, and then it's like, oh, that's the script.
For you, Deepu.
Yeah.
When I want you to do something and I'm like, describe the series we just recorded. You know when little kids are learning how to order food?
I'll have the...
Tell him. Don't tell me. Tell him. That's what it's like with you. What the fuck did we just record?
Oh, my God. Guys, we just recorded an excellent series, a hilarious
and women.
Series.
Women are allowed to listen as well. So do it again.
Okay. Hey, everybody. We just recorded an
excellent... Hi. Stop saying hi to the audience. It's weird. I'm going to respond hi every time you do it. Just tell them what we did. What did we just record?
check out the vegetable dating service.
Veggie dating service, or what else did we record? That was didn't we record one about cavemen?
Yes, cavemen explaining things.
Got it. It's like tell grandma what you did at school today. It really is amazing. It's amazing. Tell the people did you record? You recorded about cavemen. Why don't you tell them, Deepu?
We recorded the cavemen one.
Download the sound. I can't do. I mean, it's. I don't know what goes on in your head. I really don't. Download the Soundbite app. SoundByte, and listen to our series Cavemen Explain, where we explain everything from bathrooms to buses, and we do it from the point of view of two cavemen. It's very funny. Soundbite app. That's SoundByte on the app stores. But I think that what Laura and I are both saying, Deepu, is there's it's a subtle issue. It isn't just that you should be able to make fun of people.
No, it totally depends what their flaw is. I totally get it.
So fat's okay? Is that what your point here?
No, fat's not okay, but the line is somewhere, and I'm going to find it one day.
Are you
leaving the library?
Okay or not okay. Yeah, how can you tell? Oh, because I'm talking?
The drastic audio change.
I mean, there's no one okay or not okay.
There's a car! Oh my God, I'm gonna die, Laura!
I'm just saying, you can't be surprised. You can't be surprised. If you're making fun of someone for belonging to a group, and then someone from that group is like, "Excuse me, I find that upsetting and hurtful." And
no, you're right, and I'm learning that one rule relationship.
No, hold on.
Being picked on for, but being fat is treated like a character flaw, and any fat person is going to have memories that specifically, whether it's watching commercials or like fucking 90s sitcoms, like anyone who grew up in the 90s fat, like just the judgments they make on your character.
Yeah, no, I was
Laura,
fat.
I have to interrupt. Hold on. Laura, I have to interrupt. Can I interrupt everyone? Laura, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
For the for the sake of tolerance, we may have to change the topic of the conversation, because if what I know is true, did you just walk through the streets with a laptop and a cell phone and headphones on talking about how we should be nice to fat people? Because I think that might be hurting our case in terms of tolerance amongst people. I think people are like, no, I'm going to be really hateful because that nut job is saying to do that. Yeah.
I'm just standing on the steps of the library yelling.
All right, Laura. Oh, hello. This was great. You were amazing. We're gonna cut you off so you don't get robbed on the library with your computer, okay?
All right.
Nice meeting you.
All right, come back.
Nice meeting you too.
Come back anytime, Laura.
Well, next time I'll know what to expect, and I'll be somewhere private the whole time, and I'll just yell. I'll join the shouting competition.
Yay. Oh god! She's on the street with her laptop going like, you shouldn't have fat people in the 90s. Oh my god! I'm so proud of the show. This was better than you getting kicked out of the library.
Aww.
Oh my god! Is you podcasting like some sort of weird vagrant? Oh god.
It's true.
Some cop with a billy club is gonna come along and be like, "You can't be podcasting here. Move it along. you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here."
No. All right. Sounds accurate.
Laura,
all right,
Laura, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. I've been trying to get rid of her. Yeah, eject her. Oh, that was great. Oh my god.
A little tense there when you really put it in my corner. Like, all right, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I had a nonsense monologue ready to go, and you just shut it down.
We had 20 minutes to get the bits in with her. You ended up failing. I'm more than happy to ask people to survey people on the street as to whether or not they think you're a fucking idiot. I'm pretty excited about it.
Great.
It made my day. We're still recording. We still got to finish the show.
All right. Well, give me my verbal lashing. Let's hear it.
I'm not giving you a verbal lashing.
Let's hear it, teacher.
I'm not teaching you anything. It's just if you're going to say something, you have to be called on it. This is this anti-groupthink thing, is that there is no one opinion.
I got a little
Laura.
Anti-groupthink for you. People think that you could just bang out 90 podcasts in 1 week like it's no problem. I'm a little pushed to the edge right now. We've been doing a lot of recordings lately. How's that for groupthink? All right?
Deeper, I'm fried. Audience, Deepu and I were on the phone the other day, and we had to talk about an issue for the show, and Deepu just goes, I just don't want to talk to your face anymore. We've been talking so much. Oh, God. I mean, you're right.
I literally say to myself, I'm talking to you imaginarily, like, I just say to myself, I'm sick of your face. I'm sick. I don't even see you during the podcast. I'm sick of your face. And it's something personal.
You don't see me during the show. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
I'm glad we got that out there, because I've been feeling that.
Yeah, well, we get a little bit of a break now, which would be nice. But we do it for the people. We're trying to bring them content. Hey,
no,
baby.
I always have fun doing the show. I always have fun doing the show. So.
You don't get to be number 45 in Norway without putting out the good work.
No, you
don't. You
don't
fucking get there. That's a real fact, everybody.
Yeah.
You need to start thinking of the bits, though. If you really want to do a lashing on air, you need to start thinking, well, what do people think? Like, you've heard that you did great last week.
I forget the whole group thing every week. So
you forget everything every week. Here's a little inside the actor's studio here. Deepu forgets after he says it. Deepu forgets stuff right after he says it. Here's how specific I get, Deepu. I remember that I cut you off 6 episodes ago when we were talking about Asian traditions at restaurants.
What
do
the
you
fuck?
Remember that I did that?
No, it's like a blackout. I'm like, what? What was that?
Yeah. Okay. I remember something you said from 6 episodes ago. You don't remember the concept of the show from week to week. And you just admitted to people on air that we've been doing a lot of these in a row. And so I'll reveal this to people. Deepu only had to remember the concept of the show this time 4 days later.
Okay, here's the thing. It's like when you're driving a car. You don't remember the last 10 minutes you drove. You just kind of drive.
That's terrifying. That only proves what I just said. And that's scarier. That's not better. That's like when someone says, like, can you not read that sign up there? Like, yeah, but no one can read stuff 10 feet away. Like, what? No, everyone can.
No. If you ask people, like, hey, could you moment for moment recall the last 10 minutes of your driving? They'll say no. It's like autopilot.
Do you want to know a scary fact as well, Deepu? And this is a real fact.
Try
the,
me.
The most likely you are to have an accident is 10 minutes from your destination and 10 minutes after leaving your house. So that is very scary to say that you don't remember the last 10 minutes of your driving. It really gets me worried there, Deepu.
I mean, if you want me to remember it, I'll fucking remember it. I can do like a... I can remember it.
What? Do you see what I have to deal with here, audience? Like, I'm begrudging him to remember. Like I just got yelled at for asking him to use his mind. Well, I'll use my memory if I need to.
I drive with my heart. Mind closed.
Deepu, so this only confirms it.
My life is a river.
We need to start a cult. Let's start a cult, all right, buddy? Let's figure it out.
Start a cult. Oh, man, this was a great episode sponsored by Soundbite. How do you spell Soundbite?
Fuck you. Don't. You know what? Fuck you.
Soundbyte.
Oh, did you ask me how to spell Soundbite?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you said I was lazy and without morals. Oh, my God. I don't know how I misheard that. Oh, all you were right. Just saying how to spell Soundbite?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I thought you were saying I was fat and ugly.
Thank you to Soundbite for supporting the show.